Okay, the words of another world leader are captivating huge audiences. Against all Vatican expectations, the Twitter account of Pope Francis, in Latin, has gained more than 100,000 followers. And it's not just Catholics or Latin scholars. The followers come from religions and professions all over the world. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli tells us why the language of the ancient Romans is perfectly suited to 21st century social media.
Pope Benedict launched the first papal Twitter account in December in 8 languages, including Arabic, and soon there were millions of followers. Then letters started pouring in asking why isn't the Pope tweeting in the official language of the Vatican. When the Latin account was launched in January, Vatican officials didn't expect more than 5,000 Latin nerds, that is, followers. But by May, it had surpassed Polish and was in a tie with German at over 100,000.
The surprise has been nerds are in all walks of life. Cab drivers from South Africa, homemakers, for lack of a better term, journalists.
Monsignor Daniel Gallagher is one of the 6 language experts working in the Vatican's Latin office. He says followers are of all ages.
Kids who are 8 years old up to people who are 88 are also following the conversation and participating in the conversation.
Father Gallagher says his office gets letters as well as tweets from all over the world, including from many Muslims and atheists who don't necessarily like the Catholic Church, but are grateful it's keeping the ancient language alive. The Vatican's Latin expert acknowledges that Twitter can encourage shallow thinking and knee-jerk reactions, but he's convinced Latin's flexibility, where one word translated into English or Spanish would require many more, makes it better suited for tweeting than many other languages.
Because it tends to express thoughts as briefly, as concisely, as precisely as possible.
If Twitter had existed during Roman antiquity, the person with the most followers would probably have been the satirist Martial, creator of the epigram. Here's one in 78 characters, including spaces.
Omnia promitis cum tota nocte bibisti. Mane nihil prestas, polio mane bibe.
You were making all kinds of promises when you drink at night. You're just a little tipsy and you say whatever you want. But in the morning, you don't follow through. So, Pollio, why don't you drink in the morning?
Or this famous poem by Catullus.
Odiet amo quare id faciam fortasse requiris, nescio sed fieri sentio et excrucior.
I hate and I love at the same time. Why do I do this, for perhaps you ask? I have no idea, but I feel it happening and I'm being tortured by it.
In just 2 lines, 82 characters, the meaning of life, a perfect tweet. When the Vatican was preparing to launch the Latin Twitter account, it ruled out the Latin word for the sound of chirping birds, pipilare, saying it didn't sound serious enough for the Pope. So they took a cue from the orator Cicero, who once wrote to a friend while he was in a hurry. Brevi loquentem iam me tempus ipsum facit. Time itself is forcing me to speak briefly. The name of the Twitter account is Summi Pontificis Breviloquentis, the briefly speaking Supreme Pontiff. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
As the Romans would say, hic locus est NPR.